WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Swamp, it's November.
November.
Another great show for the Homegrown Music program.
You betcha. And first up is a guy I've known for quite a few years, and he's still around here. You don't get much more homegrown than we're talking about Kenny Hampton. I call him Kenny. I guess his real name is Kenneth, probably. But
well, it probably is. Yeah.
It probably is. I really don't know.
He's one of my heroes, though.
Why is he your hero, John?
Well, because he has actually collected some ASCAP money, and all I ever get to do is pay ASCAP money.
There you go.
Yeah. It's a little inside story that we won't get into, but Kenny has actually probably gotten some of my money.
There you go. That's a hard thing to do, John.
I expect him someday to say, John, I'm going to buy you soda or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He might. I want to treat you to something.
There you go. Yeah. Well, don't hold your breath on it, John.
He told me some of those checks were like for 50 cents or something. You know?
I think it started out good, then I think they kind of dwindled a little bit. But
That's the way it is.
Yeah, I think that happens.
You
got
to keep writing. So good songwriters have to keep writing songs because then somebody records them and they start getting money from ASCAP or BMI or one of those organizations. Then it doesn't continue forever, but it continues for as long as that song is a hit. And
the song in question is I can't remember the title of it right now, but it was recorded as Head East put it out. And anyway, like I say, in the day, it generated a little bit of income for Kenny. But,
Kenny did a little work for Head East at one time.
Yeah, and Kenny went on the road with Head East as selling concessions, merchandising, and things like that. So he got to see some of the country. Basically, Kenny split off with two guys. One guy who played with Head East, a guy named Mark. Now I can't remember. The older I get, the less I remember his names. But Mark, the bass player with Head East, and a fellow named Stan Gill was a road manager for Head East, and they split off at a certain point from the group. And of course, Kenny split off too. And they corralled me, and we had a group called the School of Rhythm for a while, so we maybe play some of that on a future show, possibly.
That's a new one on me. I thought I'd cataloged all the great bands that you were a member of at one time or another, and that one I hadn't heard of.
Yeah, that was probably like 80, 81 along there sometime.
Okay.
So it didn't last long, but anyway, it kind of built around Kenny's talents to begin with, and he was singer-songwriter guy. He was trying to make kind of a go of that in the early 80s. He played around St. Louis a little bit and went out with his guitar. And then finally came to the realization it's nice to have a steady gig. And,
so he went to work for the college, and he ended up on the city council. And that's a gig.
That's right.
Steady, yeah.
That's right. He's a councilman for, I think, 20 years as a councilman.
I think he probably, one of those 50-cent checks probably is what he got to be city council.
Yeah, you know, when Head East was in town, they didn't play the song, and I can't remember the name of the song. Sorry, Kenny. But anyway, they played a recording of it. They didn't actually play it live, but they had a recording after they got done, I think, and played it. So,
all right. Good.
Anyway, yeah. Mark Boatman was the guy's name. Yeah. Sorry, Mark.
What's the name of this song that Kenny's going to do here?
Yeah, this one in question is The Man from the Sea.
Man from the Sea.
Out into the waves,
Okay, Swamp. That's our buddy Kenny.
Kenny there. Yeah, like I say, he's about as homegrown as you can get. He's still living in Greenville and working in Greenville. So.
You know, his house is right around my corner here, yeah.
That's right, not too far away.
No, I could probably hit pitching wedges to his house.
Yeah.
But
you don't want...
I don't want to waste the golf balls. Cause you know the value of a good golf
I know the
ball.
Value. I do. Yeah. I do. I've still got about a five-gallon bucket full of golf balls.
Man in the golf ball business.
Back there. So, yeah, we had a short-lived... golf ball business. I took some down to a farmer's market one time, and we put a, this is kind of Jim Birch's idea, partly, I think, and put a sign called golf.
You know you're going to be in trouble when you start acting on Jim's idea.
Well, that's true, you know? Too. Yeah, I should have known. You know, though, I made a little bit of money off this, but we put a sign called golf eggs on this five-gallon bucket of golf balls. I think that's like a nod to the Beverly Hillbillies, like golf eggs, I guess.
Yeah.
And most people look like, oh, what's that? And then a couple guys, wow. And that was like, you know, gold to them. They were picking through the ball. Boy, this is one of my favorites. I don't know. So I made nothing great, but maybe I'll get it back out one of these days. I don't know. It's the farmer's market's day's over now, but maybe in the future. But anyway, yeah, Kenny Hampton, and a good guy, and has been a good friend through the years, and finally got you on the radio, Kenny. Sir.
Hey, way to go. We'll
lifelong
get,
dreamer.
We'll get more Kenny on the radio.
Yeah,
here.
Sure will.
We got something here. There was, you know, the songwriter showcases at the Globe Theater several years back.
Yep.
And here's one of our friends introducing her brother.
That's right.
You know a little bit about her brother, and tell us about what's going on here.
A little bit. Yeah. The person in question is Aaron O'Toole, and in this case is her brother Matt O'Toole, who showed up for a songwriter showcase. One of Matt's feathers in his cap. He was in the movie. He had a speaking role. In the movie Up in the Air.
That's a fairly recent movie, actually.
Not too long ago, yeah.
It's like, a few years back. Starring that one guy whose name we can't remember.
George Clooney, maybe?
George Clooney.
Yeah, that old guy named George.
A famous singer as an aunt.
Yeah, Rosemary. In fact, George got razzed when they did the Old Brother movie, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, that has the Man of Constant Sorrow on it.
Uh-huh.
And George took a swing at maybe singing that, and they said, nah. And actually, they got one of Alison Krauss's guitar player at the time, a guy named Dan Tominski, dubbed the voice in. And then George is just kind of you know.
he makes it look like he's
singing. Looks pretty good, though.
I mean, he did a good job of lip syncing.
Yeah, did lip syncing, yeah.
Much better than Milli Vanilli ever did, yeah.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so this is Matt O'Toole, and actually the name of the song, let's say what the name of the song is.
What is the name of the song?
It's called
the name of the song.
Stand Up is the name of the song.
Stand up and be counted.
That's right.
Yes, here we go.
Okay, this is our 1 year anniversary, actually. We've been putting on these showcases now for 1 year. So I am thrilled out of my head to have back for a second time my oldest and dearest brother, all the way from over there to here. Please, everybody, welcome my brother, Matt O'Toole.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my sister, Erin. Congratulations on the 1 year anniversary of this event. I hope that everybody here tells somebody, you know, a neighbor, a friend, bring them out next month, because this is kind of fun. Probably good for the city of Greenville, wouldn't you say? Yeah, sure it is. Can't hurt. I mean, I'll be gone by sundown. I mean, how much trouble can there be? Had, you know, wonderful breakfast next door, so could be good for business, right?
Things move slow in Kansas, don't they, Auntie? I remember scenes from that great American dream. Has everyone else forgotten them? What's left are shells of men without any heart. Straw men without the courage or thought to stand up for all that's been fought. Against the shadows behind the curtain, stand up. Government green and paved to look like gold, with the promise of an emerald city somewhere in the distance. And small minds full of booze and eyes who follow behind just because they comprise the lack of a loyal resistance. You know, the heartland, it's plenty green in the springs and the summers here, and endless golden fields lie beneath these autumn winds. But I look all around me and I see the storm clouds are gathering on the horizon. It's gonna take more than a click of our heels to get back home again. We've got to stand up. Something I should not trust up his sleeve. I watch people queue up, they reach out their hands, and I see what they retrieve. You take back what was yours from the start, and it might be some gifted politician saying, I'll set you free, so stand up. Now stand up.
there goes Matt Swamp.
There's Matt. Yeah, Matt O'Toole was Aaron, one of Aaron's brothers, and a pretty good guy. I haven't seen him for a few years. You know, the odd time, I was just looking at a CD we had here of the some of the Globe Theater. We had the guy who wrote the end song for the Up in the Air. We'll have to get him on some show. A guy named Kevin Rennick was from St. Louis. And he actually gave George Clooney a cassette of a song he'd written, and they used the thing in the movie. And if you ever see the movie again, it's kind of poor quality. It's like a cassette kind of quality, but they used just that cassette in the movie. So we'll have to tie him in on a future show.
Yeah.
But he came and did a showcase here in Greenville, too, once upon a time. So.
Okay.
Kevin
Wow.
Rennick, so.
We got a lot of tie-ins.
A lot of famous.
George Clooney.
Right?
We'll have to invite him to the program.
Yeah,
sometime.
Hey, George, you're doing something.
Yeah, you're not doing anything one night.
He might not be doing anything too much.
Well, anyway, this guy,
we know he'll come in.
This next guy, we know he'll come in and sit in with us sometime.
Yeah,
I'll bet you we'd love to play his music here on Homegrown.
Yep. Who's
he was at the... That's that same showcase with Aaron and Matt.
Okay.
And did a song about taking care of his to be good to your girl.
Treat your girl right. I think.
Yeah. Treat your girl right.
That is no other than Big Jeff Chapman.
Big Jeff Chapman. Here he is, Big Jeff.
Treat your girl right. Story, every bit is true. A man needs a good woman. Yes, sir, I got me one too. Some guys learn the hard way. They don't know what they got. You know you gotta try and take your best shot and treat your girl right. Treat your girl.
Thank you.
Well, Swamp, there goes Big Jeff. You know that song.
Big Jeff, yeah. Treat your girl right, I think is what it's called, right?
Treat your girl right.
Treat her right.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
Right.
And, always good advice, no matter who you are. Yeah.
If you got one, treat her right. I guess
that's it. Right. If you're lucky to have a girl, treat her good.
Right. She might hang around that way. So.
Yeah, and she'd probably like that song by Big Jeff, too.
You betcha.
Anyway, next up. We finally got a hold of some music from a local legend around here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What happened, I'm going to call it the old days, but maybe 15, 20 years ago, there was really a going place up in Taylorville, Illinois, called Nashville North.
Right.
And a friend of ours, Larry Bingham, played there and sang there, and he brought a CD the other day from the old days at Nashville North, and... the lady on this first record was actually the owner of Nashville North.
Right.
She did most of the entertaining prior to the names from Nashville that she brought in. I actually saw, I'm trying to remember who I saw there one night. It was one of the Texas cowboy groups.
Pretty big names.
Yes, they did.
A friend of mine saw Ray Stevens there one time, I think.
Yeah.
And I think Bill Monroe even stopped through there, I think, one time. So
they had a bunch of them.
Yeah.
They had some great shows up there, and it was just the right size theater. I mean, it was an intimate little theater, and you could get close to the people. And usually when they started doing autographs and stuff, Lone Star was who I saw there.
Okay.
They were just excellent.
Okay.
A big Lone Star fan today.
Okay.
That concert at Nashville North in Taylorville, Illinois.
Right.
And this is the gal right now, Paula Moreau.
Paula.
And she's doing a tune called Reckless.
All right.
Roll the windows down, turn the radio up, let the wind blow through our hair. Love is reckless. Let's get reckless tonight. Chasing dreams, but this town's got nothing for you and me. Roll the windows down, turn the radio up, let the wind blow through our hair. There's a moon tonight and a road outside, baby, we're getting out of here. I could care less where it leads us. Love is reckless, let's get reckless tonight.
That was Paula and Reckless.
Paula, okay.
Swamp.
That's cool, right?
Yeah.
I ran into Paula a little bit. Lyle Mayfield knew everybody who played music who was around Greenville once upon a time. I think I knew her maybe in the 80s. I played with her a little bit, not a whole lot, but I know her and her husband. Her husband was a photographer.
Merle.
Parts.
Yeah.
Merle. Yeah, Merle. And I think they had two girls back at that point, and they're young, you know, young girls.
Uh-huh.
I think it might have been the 80s. I don't know for sure.
A couple of her sisters entertained there, too, and we've got some of them on that the same album, so we'll be bringing them back.
Lyle said that they had, like, some kind of a gospel trio or something that Paula was part of.
Okay.
I think they were from Smithboro originally, possibly.
Well.
I'm not sure about that. So if anybody knows anything, maybe Larry knows something about that, too.
I bet Larry does. And Larry's on here doing some singing, too, on this album. Okay. We'll get some of that.
You know what? My old buddy Steve Clark played up there for a while. A guy I played bluegrass with. He played banjo. I think he played up there. He met some of the people that came through. I'm not sure when he was there. He played maybe a couple years up there. So
yeah.
He'd met a couple people. He said Ray Stevens is a really nice guy. He met him one time, and he said,
"You got a special coming up in your family here. Tell us about it."
I do. It's my darling daughter, Mandy, and I think she's listening in tonight through the miracle of streaming.
Streaming. Wait, she's far away from here. Then
she's living down in Texas.
She's not within the range of WGN.
No. She's far. She's listened to the show before since the start of streaming. So, anyway, hopefully she's listening tonight, unless she's running around doing something else. Okay, Mandy. Her name is Mandy.
Well, it's her birthday, then.
It's her birthday.
She ought to be doing something else.
Yeah, her birthday's yet to come. It's on the 19th of this month.
Oh, okay.
And let's put it this way, John. It's a milestone birthday, and it's between 40 and 60, so, anyway. she's a big Cheap Trick fan, so we're going to put a little rocking in here, and Cheap Trick's got a little bit of a, they never played in Greenville, that I know, but they're Illinois boys.
They are Illinois boys.
Illinois boys up around Chicago. I think the guitar player, Rick Nielsen, I think he still lives around Schaumburg, Illinois, like one of those suburbs of Chicago. So it's kind of slim tie, but kind of Illinois boys. And they did right well for themselves. Their probably heyday was in the mid-70s. And the band I played with in Izzy years ago in the late 70s, we covered a lot of Cheap Trick. And, just a good rock and roll. And anyway, so this is going out to Mandy. And happy birthday to you, and wish you many more.
Oh,
Hey, Swamp.
Hey, there you go.
Rock and roll, baby.
Yep. Yeah. If you didn't catch what they're saying there, it's the song was called Big Eyes, and kind of suits my daughter. We call her Mandy, but her full name is Amanda Joe is her whole name. Years later, she said, "Why didn't you name me Amanda Lynn?" I thought,
a mandolin.
You know, yeah, I thought, I didn't want to give her like...
Our guitar, you know, name her.
Yeah, I know. It's like,
better than a dobro,
know,
though.
Right. Yeah, well, I didn't want to call her dobro. You know, but, but she said a mandolin. I thought, you know, if I'd done that, of course, my ex-wife had something to say about the naming, too, and everything, but if I'd done that, she'd probably, why'd you name me such a...
Yeah, the kids never are satisfied with what happened before they were around. They don't realize what a torture it was before they were born,
well,
you know.
Exactly,
Things just never happen, you know.
So anyway, that's Amanda Joe, and she, like I say, she's got a milestone birthday. And anyway, so that's for Mandy, and wish you many more, Mandy. And she's pretty nice woman. She must take after her mother, I guess. I don't know, so.
We got some stuff coming up next here from a buddy
going,
of ours that we love to play his music.
Oh, that's right.
Love to play his music.
That's right. And he did a showcase back at the Globe a few years back.
And that brings us an opportunity to get one of his hits, man. One of his greatest hits.
And we're talking birthdays, and now we got Bob Johnson, of course. And Bob's always got a certain kind of angle on things, which is usually kind of an odd angle, which I appreciate. This is one of Ted's songs called Cremation.
Cremation. Here we go.
Well, I am getting older and I feel it every day. Let's make some plans for my remains should I soon pass away. You can bury me in the cold, cold ground or sink me deep at sea. Don't care much for those two plans, is there an option three? You could oxidize me fully, but don't put me underground. But take me high upon some roof and kick my ash around. And when the wind blows o'er me, I'll wing up and I'll fly. Perhaps someday you'll think of me, should a speck man in your eye. Cremation is the plan for me. Fully oxidized, I long to be. Ashes floating far and wide, toss me in the wind the way I ride. You can toss me on the ocean waves, I think I'd be just fine. I'll sail across them seven seas, bask in the warm sunshine. Someday if you're snorkeling and you see a speck or two, you never know, it might be me a-swimming next to you. Me, fully oxidized, I long to be. My ashes flow far and wide, toss me on the waves away I'll ride. You can put me in a special place and for a while I'll stay. Till the wind comes up or the tide goes out, I'll just go away. I might come back to see you, you know you never know. But you know you'll never see me through the dirt 6 feet below. Cremation is the plan for me. Fully oxidized, I long to be. My ashes flow far and wide. Toss me in the air away, all right. You can take the gold out of my teeth and cut my silvery hair and make yourself a little wig for some bald guy to wear. You can take my eyes, take my lungs, think they both work fine, but do not take my prostate, it's swollen all the time. Cremation is the plan for me. Fully oxidized, I long to be. My ashes flow far and wide. Toss me in the wind away, all right. toss me anywhere and say goodbye.
Bob Johnson just going off to the, yeah, the great beyond, and
well,
or floating through the air.
Hey, you know what, John, I just thought of this. I think Bob's got a birthday this month, too.
So does he? Everybody good was born in either November or January. Yeah. I got to throw January in there, too.
Cause... Might have to get old Bob and say that we're streaming the show, so maybe he can listen to it.
Yes. Well, I forgot, you know, somebody else has got a birthday in November.
Yeah, yeah.
My wife has a birthday in November.
Yeah. Ooh, better not forget that one.
All four of her grandchildren and herself were all born in November.
So there's certain months. My wife's family is September's, and most of my grandkids are born in September, too. So that's, you know, you throw a dart at the month of January, or September, and
there it is. You it's a happy birthday. Yeah. You just get out your guitar and start strumming and singing happy birthday.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep. I usually let the Beatles do that for me. I call them up and let the Beatles sing it.
let them do the easy stuff.
I don't get paid for this stuff.
That's right.
They're not getting paid for it either.
I'm not making anything on this.
Hey, Paul McCartney's not making anything off that birthday song for me. Hey, don't tell anybody.
No.
If you know Paul, don't tell him I'm doing that. Anyway, who are we going to talk about anyway?
Who are we going to talk about next? Well,
Yeah.
You know.
I know this guy, Jimmy Driftwood.
Jimmy Driftwood, this
was his performing name.
Veterans Day last Wednesday, and we don't want to leave out that.
Don't want to leave that out.
Essence there. And
here's, when we did this a year ago, and if anybody's paying real close attention, they might remember this. This is a big hit for Jimmy Driftwood in about 1959, I think. The Johnny Horton recorded the song, so... That was, and just took off like crazy. Jimmy, a little background, we mentioned this, you know, maybe a year ago, but he was a school teacher down in Arkansas, and the history segment of the teaching, he wrote this song called The Battle of New Orleans, and like I say, it just was gangbusters. There's still people, I mean, we're playing it tonight, so it's still being played, but that was the song that really put Jimmy on the map. There's a little story that I got this record I'm looking at right now, and it says... To Swamp, Keep Picking from Jimmy Driftwood. So that's kind of nice. And you know what, Jimmy? I'm still trying to pick.
He's still picking.
Picking home anyway, rather. I'm not picking outside too much. But
You can't hardly. You don't get too many gigs to pick these days.
No, and in the month of November, the outside gigs are about dried up pretty much. So. But anyway, Jimmy, very nice guy. Lane Mayfield, a buddy of mine, we went down to see him, I think, in 76. And he laid this record on me. And... You might not recognize all the verses. I think what happened when Johnny Horton got a hold of it, I think Johnny's manager were like, hey, you need to, it's got the basis of a good song here, but we need to cut out some of these verses. Or somebody made the decision because, you know how radio goes, especially back then, a 2-minute song was probably what they're aiming for, at least three at the most, maybe, but someplace along, 2.5 would be ideal, whatever. But anyway, you'll notice there's some verses that you probably haven't heard. And this is the original version by none other than Jimmy Driftwood himself from Timbo, Arkansas, which is a little northeast of Jonesboro, Arkansas, I think.
Well, in 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans. We met the bloody British near the town of New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't a penny as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run. Down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, I seed Mars Jackson a-walking down the street, talking to a pirate by the name of Gene Lafitte. He gave Gene a drink that he brought from Tennessee, and the pirate said he'd help us drive the British in the sea. The prince said, Andrew, you'd better run, for Pakenham's a-coming with a bullet in his gun. Old Hickory said he didn't give a damn, he's gonna whip the bridges off of Colonel Pakenham. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. Wasn't I a penny as it was a while ago. We fired once a move and they began to run. Down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, we looked down the river and we seen the British come. And there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. While we stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire a musket till we looked them in the eyes. We held our fire till we seed their faces well. We opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them hell. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't nigh as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, we fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. They lost their pants and their pretty shiny coats, and their tails were all a-showing like a bunch of billy goats. They run down the river with their tongues hanging out, and they said they got a licking, which there wasn't any doubt. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't nigh as many as there was a-farming. We fired once a more and they began to run down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, we marched back to town in our dirty ragged pants, and we danced all night with them pretty girls from France. We couldn't understand them, but they had the sweetest charm. We understood them better when we got them in our arms. The guide who brought the British from the sea came a-limping into camp just as sick as he could be. He said the dying words of the Colonel Packenham was, you better quit your fooling with your cousin Uncle Sam. Fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't nigh as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We'll march back home, but we'll never be content till we make old Hickory the people president. And every time we think about the bacon and the beans, we'll think about the fun we had way down in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't nigh as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, they ran through the bars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast the hounds couldn't catch them down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't nigh as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Down the Mississippi Swamp, the old Gulf of Mexico. I mean, there were some good verses in there that I've never heard before.
Yeah, you were saying off about the air that
good stuff.
Kind of nice, but like I say, I think it got pared down for the radio of the day. And we're talking about ASCAP a while ago. I think Jimmy made a fair amount of money, probably more than Kenny Hampton did off his song.
You never know. get a good look at a guy's finances. You never, what's in your pocket?
Yeah. Well, Jimmy's no longer with us, so we can't ask Jimmy about that. But
okay.
He tried to do a follow-up, I think. Thought we might have played it tonight, maybe play it sometime in the future, called Soldier's Joy, which is an old-time fiddle tune. Actually, the Battle of New Orleans is based on an old-time fiddle tune called The 8th of January, which I think is that's the day that the war actually ended, and we're talking about the War of 1812 here. The Soldier's Joy song that I think he's maybe trying to follow up to this song a little bit was about the Revolutionary War, so, or maybe we'll play that in the future sometime if you...
that's a good song for Veterans Day. And
anyway, this little salute, and you're a veteran too, John. Shouldn't leave that out. So
thank you.
I know you don't want to blow your own horn, but
do that. No,
but I will for you. So we appreciate your service to the country. So
yes, well, thank you. We got somebody coming up here next.
Yeah. Does it play?
It's making noise.
Okay.
We're going to find out if it plays or not.
Well, tell you what, it's a little segue. We're going to talk about this a little bit, the band in question, whether this plays or not. We lost several people this last month in October. Billy Joe Shaver is the person we're talking about. And John and I got to see him a couple of years back
in St. Louis.
St. Louis.
You and I and
Baumberger.
Baumberger was there.
Jerry
Chapman was there.
I think. Did you get the tickets for that deal? I
don't know. I can't remember. I got them or Craig got them.
I remember one thing that happened with Jerry at the end. We went up and talked to Billy Joe, and Billy Joe had written a theme song for the series called Squid Billies, which is a pretty crazy thing, I guess. But Billy Joe did the song for him, and Jerry came up. He's about the last in line to talk to him. Billy Joe, and he said, hey, something about Squidbillies. And Billy Joe's like, nah, that's it. Don't want to talk about it, or something like that. So I don't know. Kind of struck Jerry's kind of odd that the guy that wrote the song didn't want to talk about it. But anyway, maybe that was one side of Billy Joe. But anyway, I watched Austin City Limits not too long ago, and he was sitting around with Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson. He was a guy that was in that kind of inner circle, but you didn't necessarily know who he was. If you saw him, you wouldn't know who he was. But he did a whole album. Waylon Jennings did like a whole album of Billy Joe Shaver's song years ago. And there's some Billy Joe Shaver songs on this, really. I kind of came to him late, but it's like I really appreciate the guy.
Oh, yeah, man. I love the guy, man. You guys said you were going to go see him, I was volunteering. I was right there. Yeah,
really very good show. And Billy Joe, and he did
Texas,
he did a song called Wacko from Waco.
Wacko from Waco, yeah.
How could you not love a song called Wacko from Waco? Anyway, but Billy Joe, we'll miss this guy. Some of the other entertainment desks were Jerry Jeff Walker, who is
that's another Texas boy.
Another Texas boy, and he was known for Mr. Bojangles was his. There's an Englishman that I'd like to mention I listened to as a kid, a guy named Spencer Davis, passed away not too long ago. You might not remember Spencer Davis, but the song Gimme Some Lovin' had a 16-year-old guy named Steve Winwood playing it, and man, he just killed it. And I'm sure if you've heard the song, you'd recognize the song with a big Hammond organ. One of my favorites, Sean Connery, passed away, and he was 90 years old, I think.
Hard to believe he was 90,
boy. But I hadn't heard much about him, and I think he'd been failing health the last couple of years. But I may be getting in trouble for this, but he was the only 007 for me.
There you go.
That's the guy I grew up with.
And that was it.
That was the guy. So, Sean. I want to also salute the guy, another guy I grew up with. We lost Bill Scott here this last month, and if you've been around Greenville any amount of time, you knew Bill probably. Bill started out as a body shop guy. He had a body shop, and then eventually went into the package store. He had a package liquor store in the same spot he had the body shop in. So I kind of got him to know him back in those days, more or less, probably late 60s. I knew his son Mike through the years, too. I saw Mike at Bill's visitation. I asked him about they had some music playing at Bill's. I was wondering if I could get some. I haven't got any for the show, but hopefully. Bill was a good singer, not a songwriter, guitar player and singer. And I think his era was like 50s and 60s. He really played a lot of country from and up in the 70s.
Let's get some.
But, Bill's a good guy. I've known Bill. Bill is like one of these people that is always there, kind of, you know. And we were friends for many years. I was in a short-lived band. There's no recorded evidence of this, I don't think. There might be some out there. We had a short-lived band with two other guys once upon a time. Years ago, Dave Mayfield, when he passed away, somebody said, how many bands did Dave play with? And said he couldn't tell you. If he's here, he couldn't tell you. I'm starting to think that about myself, and I start scratching my head. Yeah, I remember we had a band for, it might have been a month or, you know, it was usually a couple months or maybe. The thing with Kenny a while ago, we played a couple months, and that was about it, really. But and no bad feelings or anything. Same thing with Bill. Anyway, but remembering Bill, and Bill himself said, it's kind of his obituary, he said he thought he had a good life up to the point, and he enjoyed Chevy cars. He was a Chevy man, and he still had some old cars, and from his body shop days, he'd fix them up as long as he could, and he loved music, and he loved Martin guitars, and that's the thing we both liked. Here's the thing, too, I talked to his widow, Sandy, and Trina said, music is a bridge, you know, and Bill is from a different generation, but music, you know, closed that gap for us. And at times when, you know, I mean, the 70s, 60s and 70s, there was still a gap between young people.
Didn't Bill join us at the nursing home one night?
Yeah.
I remember that night, yeah.
Yeah, I should say something about that, too, because Bill was playing at nursing home. I started playing nursing home about 2000, I think, so it's been 20 years off and on for me. And, of course, we're not doing anything there right now. But Bill was one of the original guys at that point. His buddy Earl Bear was also, everybody knows Earl around here.
Sheriff at one time.
Sheriff at one point. And we had Jim Ridings was also. So that's sort of like the original guys I played with when I came into the nursing home. Then we went through different personnel. And we've ended up right now pretty much with yourself, John. And Randy Hamill had been playing with us from Carlisle area down there. Of course, Craig Baumberger's going to become a mainstay. But I'm kind of the old guy out of that bunch.
You know, that was Gary, too.
We got Gary Pogue plays with us, too. And we actually played Gary on this program here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sometime back. But, yeah, that's sort of the, more or less, we got, we'll accept guests if anyone wants to come and sit in.
Hey, and if it cranks up again, you're welcome to come out and
sit
in and make fun of us.
Sure,
throw out a request or something.
Anyway, Bill was a good friend of mine, and we had some musical adventures together, and I'll miss him. So that's some of the people we lost.
For that, since we just lost Billy Joe, I guess we ought to play a song by him. Make it work.
Let's see what happens here, John. You want to?
Okay, Swamp as hey. Billy Joe. And,
Billy Joe live at Billy Bob's down in Texas.
Down in Texas, yep.
In Texas. And, we'll miss all those guys that passed on.
Yeah, including Billy Joe.
Billy Joe and Bill, too. So.
Bill, yeah, Bill especially,
Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Well, Swamp, that ought to do it for November.
All right.
We're going to have to look forward to December for some more homegrown.
Okay.
And we'll line up some more good stuff for next month.
I don't want we'll do this in December, but I do wear extra large shirts if anybody wants to.
Well, yeah.
Buy me a little present or something.
Extra large shirts.
Yeah, extra large.
Those are shirts, the X means extra large. All right. And
if you want to do your Christmas shopping early, that's what I'm saying.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We'll see you in December.
That's right. See you then. Bye-bye.